Hello, here I am again with the next video on my request list. Now this is for somebody, the requester and whoever else is that is a life path number two, and it's going to be 202 because there's only one type of life path two, with a talent expression energy number of a seven. Now, I say this at the start of all my videos, your life path number is the most important number in your chart. It's the number energy that you have chosen to work towards and achieve in this lifetime. And every other number in your chart exists to support your king energy in your chart, which is your 202. And you're going to find the energy of the 202 quite difficult to achieve. That's why you brought it as your purpose in this lifetime. And to help you with that life path 202, amongst other numbers in your chart, you have the expression energy of the seven. Now, the expression number is considered the most important energy in your toolbox, the second most important energy in your whole chart, because it's your fixed talent number. So you're here to learn to be a life path energy of the 202, and you bring with you primarily the talent of the energy of the seven. But remember, you could be a 347, a 257, you know, you are a certain type of seven. And what I do in my if you're a member, is I really drill down to the sub lessons of people's charts. So if you'd like a much more focused video, let's say you're a life path 167, but you're a life path number 123, or for example, as a member, I can take that extra time to give you that more focused energy. I can even add in other ones, like put all your life path 235 and how it works with the energy of the 347 talent number, and then how those energies work with the soul urge number, let's say 156. I've just pulled all those numbers out the air, but I can give you a more focused and detailed video if you join my channel, and I'll be excited to do that for you if you do. But for the sake of my request videos, this is the energy of the seven, not including the sub lessons, but the focus of the energy of the seven with the life path number two. Now, when you're here to be a two, you're here to learn to build close relationships, cooperate in a family, group or team, and be responsible and be depended upon effectively to keep everything running smoothly in the group or the family. And because you're here to do that, you're going to find all of this very difficult. You might struggle to relax enough or drop your guard enough to let people in to build those close relationships. You might struggle to cooperate in groups or family environments or teams. You might struggle to be responsible to others because you tend to focus on you. And you struggle to be depended upon. You'll struggle to plan effectively. And you might not be the, you might let the team down. You might let the family down, because this is just what you struggle with as a two. You're here to learn to be responsible. You're here to learn to be dependable, to cooperate, to build close relationships. It's something that is a difficulty that is just part of you, but you're here to develop in this lifetime, to develop more intuitive skills, to help you to be more sensitive to the needs of others rather than just sensitive to your own needs, to look inward for validation in your intuition, to have a healthy need for love and not push love away or over, what's the word when you're too loving and you're like, really, that's the word, smothering. So it's about balancing your need for love, not completely running away from it or smothering those around you, enforcing healthy boundaries around your loving relationships, developing more confident social skills and being more of the tactful mediator, because as a two, you're very shy socially and you'll run away from conflict and even shapeshift and say what you think other people want to hear just to avoid the conflict. And that's not what you're about. You need to be authentic. So, you know, building close relationships is going to be difficult. Cooperation with others, being responsible and dependable to others is not going to be easy, but this is your life path. You know, your sensitivity to the needs of others is going to be difficult for you. You know, developing a healthy need for love and balancing your love relationships is not going to be easy. You know, developing your social skills, dealing with conflict, none of this is going to be easy for you as a life path too. And you need to come to terms with that and just think, well, this is just something I've got to develop. So, but as a talent number seven, these are the skills you've already got. You already trust your intuitive wisdom. You're already safe in the knowledge that all experience you go through, whether practical or social, they're all lessons to build on your soul's evolution so that you learn from them, not allow it to beat you down. You're very talented when it comes to developing yourself and knowing yourself. You're very much a thinker, a researcher, able to focus on the logic of the world and the theorists and the people around you, but giving your intuition the final say, because you're very spiritual and intuitive, a free thinker. You don't follow popular culture. You're very independent. And you'll look beyond the veil at, you know, facts and information that the paradigm might not want you to really research. But you love to look beyond what is out in front of us and look at the truths and the secrets beneath. But you're very good and you love to connect with others, as long as you trust them. So you're only going to connect with those you trust, which is really important for your life path too, because it's good to be considerate and compassionate like a life path too, but you know, you got to know who to give that gift to and who isn't really out for your best interests. So that's another skill we've got to develop in this lifetime. Right, so what I'm going to do now is break down the life path two. So, because these are all the tasks you're here to achieve in this lifetime. So as a two, you're here to learn. Now, you're going to find this difficult, remember, to be responsible to others, to the team, the family, the group. You can either be too responsible and do too much and end up being, you know, a workhorse for everybody to throw their chores onto, or you can be totally irresponsible and not want to take responsibility for others at all and rather deal with your own needs. And you know, if you do too much for others, if you swing towards over responsibility, you can swing to all the way to under responsibility if you don't feel valued or appreciated for what you've done. So it's about balancing your responsibility to others and having healthy boundaries, really. Your seven talent energy centers around your own inner development. So it really focuses your talent on you and your own self-discovery, having faith in your own soul's intuitive wisdom without over-analysis, you know, very spiritual, very channeling the information from the soul within you. Your inner focus is not so conducive for taking responsibility in the external world. Sevens are very much their own internal development, and they're less about, you know, they're just less about the external responsibilities of life. So to support your life path too, use your natural talent for intuitive wisdom to help you focus more on the people around you. Now, this is going to be quite new to you, but use your wisdom now to look at the people around you, to assess their needs. How are they feeling right now? You know, what difficulties might they have that they might not even know about? Involve yourself more in the team, family or group, and take on more responsibility, you know, for the people around you, because you're here to be a two, to take more responsibility for those around you. And your talent might focus you within, but you know, you need to start taking those steps as to maybe transferring your wisdom to those you love and the people around you. And you know, it all helps to help you develop those relationships, to help you progress that life path too. Because you've got to learn as a two, it's all about people. You've got to learn to improve your social skills, focus on widening and deepening your relationships, making decisions more subjectively to the people around you. It's most important, though, as a two, that you deepen your relationships and connect one-to-one with key people and family members, because it's all about your ability to let down your guard and connect on a deep level with those around you. And of course, you find that difficult as a two. But your seven talent energy means that you can be social, you can be engaging, but you can also be quiet and thoughtful and hide your deep emotions, and you can come across as aloof. But that depends who you're around. You're mysterious by nature. You know, you're talented at watching the world around you. You're quite mysterious, and you've got a lot of knowledge that you don't always share. You hide your inner self from others, but you're capable of connecting with others, again, as long as you trust them. If you intuitively trust and feel drawn to key people around you, you are very good at connecting with those key people, but you won't throw that connection around easily or just to anyone. It's got to be a trust that you build over time. So support your life path too. Learn to be more intuitively open. Share what's in your soul without fear of ridicule, because you've channeled it intuitively and you know it's the right thing to do. And it's going to serve to improve your relationships in every way, because people will feel more connected to you if you do that. So you've got to learn to balance that need for love as a two. You can either smother your loved ones and have expectations that can never be met, which can be really upsetting to family members, or equally upsetting, in fact, more so sometimes, you can back away from wanting love because, you know, it hurts too badly and, you know, you don't even know what love's all about. And you've just got to balance this intense need for love as a two. It's just one of your difficulties. So as a talented seven, you don't necessarily focus on your relationships. You're unlikely to smother loved ones because you can work alone effectively, and you're actually good at spending time on your own. You don't need to be around people all the time focusing on others. In fact, you're more talented at focusing on yourself. You're able to connect in your relationships, again, if you trust the other person. So, you know, you're more likely as a seven to back away from love as a 2-7. The energy of the seven focusing on you and the difficulty in the two struggling to balance that need for love, you're more likely to back away from love and maybe even delay, depending on your soul urge, of course, delay getting into close relationships or not at all. Depends who you are and what your other numbers are. But as a seven, you're more likely to pull back from love than smother those around you. So develop trust in your loving relationships. You know, use your intuition to do so that you can start to balance your need for love. It's focusing on people on a balanced way, you know, having balanced time with people, not obsessively focusing on other people in your life or completely distancing yourself from other people in your life, taking that balanced time with people in your life and balancing your expression of love and how you take love. And that's an important thing for you as a life path too. You're also here to learn to be intuitive and sensitive to the needs of others, to be of service to others, and the development of intuition is going to help you with that journey. You're talented at intuition as a seven, excuse me. Sorry, just needed to cough. As a seven talent energy, you're full of intuitive wisdom and you trust this soul wisdom beyond doubt. You listen to your soul, you trust your soul, and you act on your intuitive soul wisdom, whatever it gives you. So to support your life path too, use your already keen intuition to help you to be sensitive to others. So redirect your intuition towards the needs of others. Look at other people and feel intuitively, what are their needs, so that you can be better able to be of service as however you can, as a healer or spiritual teacher, or just the person that feels the need to put their arm around someone because they feel intuitively that might be a right thing to do. And then they find out that that's probably the best thing that person's received today. So it's, you're already talented intuitively. All you've got to do now is focus that intuition on to others if you don't do that already. And look at others and feel, what is that person's needs? And sometimes you'll just intuitively know what that person needs. And that's a great thing, because it's really going to aid you in the development of your life path too. You're here to learn to be cooperative. Get the job done as a part of a cohesive, effective team, group, or family. But because you're here to do that, you have a tendency of being uncooperative, not a very good team leader, not getting the job done when you say you're going to, and almost being disruptive, uncooperative, and even like a bit of a drama queen. So instead of getting things done, you're moaning and whinging and crying and, you know, not really taking your what you need to do for the team or the group, because it's just something that you struggle with and you need to learn to be better at, you know, to cooperate with others, to be more focused on others, to get the job done for the family, the team, the group, and be less disruptive and more cooperative and less of a moaning drama queen. I know my dad's a life path too, but we're moving on. Expression number 7, your talents in the 7 energy, more conducive to working alone. And getting the job done independently, to be honest. Sevens like to work alone because, you know, they're more internal, so they like to just get the job done, really. So it may not be easy, but your life path needs you to share your wisdom more, you know. Your life path number 2 needs you to share as a team. And, you know, you're a talented 7. Why not share your talents, which is your intuition and your wisdom and your spirituality? You know, it might help you as a team player. You could end up being, you know, the team wisdom bringer, the team sage. You never know what could become of you if you start to share your immense wisdom from the 7 energy to other people in your life. It's the seeds of a spiritual teacher. Your wisdom and intuition can be of service to the team in every way, shape or form, if you choose to do that. The team, the family, the group, or, you know, whoever is around you. You've also got, because you're a 2, you're here to be of service and to help others and to cooperate and be dependable and responsible. You've got to develop the assertiveness to demand boundaries on that. Otherwise, people are going to expect too much of you, walk all over you, take advantage of you, or even take you for granted. You know, because 2s can be a bit of a shapeshifter. They change who they are in order to please others and keep the peace rather than looking after themselves. And then when they're exhausted and they feel undervalued, they get upset and resentful and blame other people for the fact that they haven't had the boundaries or the assertiveness to say no and to express their own opinion authentically rather than shapeshifting to please, to avoid conflict. You know, that's something that the 2 really needs to work past, being more authentic. And instead of avoiding conflict, maybe being tactful and maybe mediating the conflict instead. Your 7 talent energy means that you're much less likely to change yourself to please other people. You know, you're not going to do that. You're not about popular culture. You know, you're about yourself, your inner development, being different and not following popular culture, to be honest. You think differently from others and you don't follow popular culture. It's not conducive to fitting in or following the crowd to please. So that talent is, you know, if you use it right, can be useful to stop you shape-shifting and forgetting yourself in your everyday life and relationships with others. This gives you more assertiveness to say no when you feel like you've done enough, or you disagree with someone, or you want to be more authentic and say what you really think. Challenge others with your differing opinions rather than hiding away to avoid conflicts. And this is all important for you to achieve your life path too. You're here to be of service to the leader. 2s aren't here to lead. They're here to be supporters, to serve the leader, the team and the task. And like I said, be dependable, to always be counted upon, to keep the cogs turning behind the scenes. And of course, that's your path, so it's not going to be easy. You're going to struggle to serve. You're going to struggle to serve anyone, let alone a leader, a team. You're more about yourself and indulging in your own passions. You're not likely to be dependable to others. You're more dependable to yourself. So, and you can't always be counted upon to keep those cogs turning. You might say things that you're going to do, but not actually do them. So it's important for you as a two that you develop this in this lifetime. But your seven talent energy, it means that you'll only serve the team or the task if it develops your own wisdom and intuition. So you're going to be choosy as a talented seven, what you do and why you do it. So if you've stopped developing, you know, internally, you'll bail from helping others and seek your next spiritual challenge. So you're quite happy to serve the team and the task and the family and whatever while you're developing. But if you feel all of a sudden that you're no longer personally developing from this situation, you know, your talent in the seven will encourage you to bail and seek your next spiritual challenge. So when you get bored in your job or your team and your family, there is the chance that you can just think, right, this is done enough now, I need to develop myself further and take a different road. And you know, you could bail. You know, that's what sevens do, because they're all about development and advancement, and they're less about thinking, you know, how that's going to affect others around them, unfortunately. So to you, your work, your relationships, everything serves as a school of experience. So and that's to feed your inner soul's wisdom, trust, faith, spiritual development. And the minute that stops, you will bail on whatever relationship, situation, task, responsibility, job, you know, to look for that next step in your inner development, because that's just what you're talented at and it helps you develop. So to support your life path too, you know, be a bit more dependable to the team. You know, it's less in this lifetime, it's less about your development. You're already good at developing yourself. This time you're here to look after others. You're a life path too. You can be a talented seven all your life, but you'll never develop. It's time now to use your talent in the seven to help you be more considerate of others, to be more of a two, to serve the team, the group, the family more, or the task more, the plan more, get things done for the group, the family, the team. And you know, if you want to bring these two together, serve a team, a group, or a family, or a situation that supports your own inner development and evolution on a long-term basis. Because remember, as a talented seven, all relationships develop you in some way. So as a life path two expression seven, don't be so quick to bail, especially on your relationships, because you know, that's what you're here to keep strong in this lifetime. You're here to be the tactful mediator, because you normally run for the hills when there's conflict or avoid it by shapeshifting. So you're here to learn to be authentic, but also be a tactful mediator of the team, group, family, to resolve conflicts fairly for the good of the team, the group, the family, the community around you even. But you hate conflict and you often run and hide till it's over, or change yourself or shapeshift or not act authentically in order to avoid any sort of conflict in your life. But your seven talent energy means that you're a well of deep hidden emotions that sometimes are held back and sometimes erupt like a volcano if certain sensitive buttons are pushed. So in your opinion, we all have the right to express our truth without fear of backlash, because that's what you do. And you know, that conflict can be a positive catalyst for change for you as a seven. You know, conflict, change, adversity, these are all the best situations for development and advancement. And for you, any kind of, even if it's conflict, if, you know, it has the potential to bring positive change and to develop people internally that little bit more, and especially the seven themselves. And so that gives the talented seven a little bit, makes them a little bit better at dealing with conflict. Doesn't mean that they won't run away and hide, because sevens prefer to be on their own. So a talented seven might take that opportunity to leg it off and lock themselves in their cave until the issue is over. But, you know, what they need to do to support their life path too is work on channeling their emotional reactions positively. so that you can help with conflict. Use your intuition and your wisdom and your emotional balance to help you deal with the conflict around you. Be more tactful. Don't run away from conflict. Don't avoid it. Don't shapeshift. Face it head on, but be tactful and mediate the situation and influence others around you to be authentic, but to mediate it so that everyone's saying what they need to say, but it's not creating so much fighting that no one can get anything done. It's everybody's voice gets heard, and you mediate who gets what at certain times, depending on what's best for the team as a whole. So twos are here not to run away from conflict or to be inauthentic or shapeshift so that people will like them or so that they have to avoid conflict. This is going to be hard, but they've got to learn to be more tactful and deal with conflict. Be authentic. Say what you need to say, but do it tactfully and mediate for the group, the team, who, whatever the group is around you, whether it's your family or even your social group. You're also here as a two to nurture ideas, you know, to learn to take an idea, plan the next steps after that initial idea, and talk to the right people, build a team, a group to help you achieve your plans. The energy of the two is the nurturer of ideas and the builder of teams. And because you're a life path two, you're going to struggle to take those next steps after an idea. Somebody will give you an idea and you'll go, yeah, great. And then you won't take it forward because it's actually your path to learn to take that idea forward, to plan those next steps after that initial idea and build that team to achieve it and nurture the idea so it's ready and planned and everybody's in place, ready for action to be taken. Your seven talent energy means that you're focused on developing you. So your own inner development and your own soul's trust, your own spiritual development. You're likely to nurture an idea that is related to your own self-discovery, development and spirituality. And you'll study that idea and you'll split that idea apart and you'll look at the detail and you'll think intuitively, what parts of this do I intuitively believe in, and some parts do I not? So you're very, very good at breaking down ideas and plans and looking at the detail, which can be quite useful for the two to use to help them focus, plan and analyze the detail, because that's what sevens are good at. So support your life path too by building a nurturing team of people with like-minded interests to nurture your spiritual ideas, and then use your seven energy so that you can sit down, look at the idea and break it down into goals, plans, and then finally specific actions, and then talk to the right people so that you're ready when those actions are taken, the right people are present for those actions to be taken. So the two is about getting the idea ready for it to be expressed. It's getting it ready for launch. That's what the life path two is here to do. And of course, you're going to struggle to do that. So you've got to be a better planner. You've got to be a better team builder and a better nurturer of ideas. So when you say you're going to do something, start the process of planning and acting and doing it. But your seven talent energy means that you're focused on developing yourself. You'll develop an idea that's related to your own self-discovery, and you'll take it from start to finish as a seven. So you've got to build and nurture a team of people of like-minded interests to nurture the spiritual idea and maybe sit alongside you as you plan and get the idea ready for action, really. You've got to also give yourself your own kudos. Sometimes you judge yourself on what everyone else thinks because you're all about relationships. So you can struggle with relationships and you can judge yourself on what you think other people think or what people say to you. You need to develop your own internal compass and turn inward for your validation, because what is one person's opinion? How is that the truth? You know, do what you think you should do and follow the soul within you and not struggle with the opinions of others. The opinions of others are just the opinions of others. And as a two, you're going to struggle with that. You're going to focus too much on what other people think and still feel that need to shapeshift instead of going within and doing what you think you should do. And that's an important lesson that you need to learn as a two. Your seven talent energy means that you're already an independent thinker. You already feel that you think differently from others, so other people's opinions are irrelevant to you anyway. You take your opinions from your research and your own intuition. You're not here to be influenced by other people or listen to them. So that's really going to help you when it comes to this element of your two, to believe in yourself and go into that internal compass, which you already have. You're already talented. So you already feel different. You already rely on yourself and think for yourself and rely on your intuitive wisdom. That's your biggest talent as a seven. So support that life path too by filtering all your decisions and actions through your own intuitive inner compass and do what you think you should do every time. Really important. Don't let other people influence you or browbeat you into taking action that you don't really want to take. Anyway, exciting announcement. As I've already broached on, I now offer membership. So if you would like some more in-depth videos that are more personal to you, then look at my memberships. Because if you look at the $5.99 package, I do much more focused videos for members that are on the $5.99 package. And if you're on the $22.99 package, I give you a one-to-one personal service. So it's not just about doing videos that are focused on you. It's about actually communicating with you on Zoom once a month to let you know your purpose, your talents, and, you know, find out how you're doing and how you're getting on with your purpose, and maybe help you with a bit of coaching. So I'm really excited now to offer memberships because it means I can give more focus to more people. So you go to my front page and press join, decide what you'd like, the sort of relationship you'd like with me, and then we can get started. And then always let me know straight away. Some of my members don't make contact, and so contact me straight away. Tell me your date of birth, your name. Then I can start really doing some personal stuff just for you. And if you take the level three, the $22.99, we need to communicate because I'm going to need to set up some meetings for you, for me and you to have our one-to-one service. Also, remember, if you want to learn to be a numerologist and you fancy reading some detail about numerology, I have a book called Remember Your Life Purpose, which breaks down your life path number and tells you exactly what your life purpose is. And you can use that for yourself, or you can use it as a numerologist. Remember Your Talents, my other book, blends, like I have just done with this video, the elements of the life path number with the elements of expression numbers. And it's quite a fat book because, you know, there's 12 life paths and even more expression numbers. But I've focused on the main energy rather than the sub lessons. So these videos are now out in YouTube for you to grab. All you've got to do is actually write my name into Amazon, because if you put the title in, it doesn't pick it up because, you know, I'm small fry. But if you put in the name Katie Ewers, Y-O-U-E-R-S, my books come straight up because there's no one else on earth with my name. So I hope you've liked my video today. You're not subscribing or following me because you're already a member. But, you know, if you want to make contact with me, you can email me or at katie@soulexplorer.net, or you can contact me on my social media and let me know you're a member so I know to focus on you, because I know you're a member on YouTube because you've got a little badge after your name. But if you contact me on any other platform or on email, let me know that you're a member of my channel so that I can link it back to you. If you'd like to learn numerology, apart from my books, I've got some courses on Udemy. The links for that are in the description box, and the links to my books are in the description box. But if you just want to talk to me and have a nice reading that talks about your purpose, your talents, what's in store for you for the next few years, then contact me by email or on my social media. I would love to do a reading for you. So I hope you've enjoyed the video today, but, you know, whatever I said, the first thing you always do is follow your intuition. It's all about the soul within you. See you soon.